Okay, do we have evidence of extraterrestrials?
Probably not.
From okay, next story.
No, well, I want to hear the story. I'm just going to guess probably not. But
I tweeted out the link to this and the video of it, so you can see it for your very own eyes. My Twitter account, Gordon Keith, GordonKeith, on Twitter. Go look at it and tell me what you think. It was captured on dash cam. And a guy's driving along 635, and his dash cam captures these lights in the sky. Oliver Mathis was this person who I consider to be the guy who's going to win the Pulitzer for actually capturing these lights.
Wow.
It's a blue glow that lasts for only a few seconds, but it's incredibly bright.
Yeah, it's called lightning.
And
no way is that lightning.
That looks a little bit different than lightning. But some people reported lights flickering inside their homes at the same time that he captured this on dash cam. Now, a spokesperson for Encore told NBC5 that their equipment caught a flickering of electricity across northeast Dallas County at 10:39 last night. But their equipment compensated immediately, no lost power. But most importantly, they say, no, we've had no reports of transformers blowing, which when you look at the video, that's the kind of light it is, yeah. Is the transformer blowing light. And they had no transformers that blew.
That just gave me chills.
Yeah. Clearly, extraterrestrials from outer space.
It's pretty wild.
And, Junior, we talked about the Fermi paradox recently. Do you remember me mentioning that and recommending Tim Urban's piece on it?
Yes.
Okay, the Fermi paradox is Enrico Fermi, who was a physicist. Oh. He's the one who asked the question of, well, where is everybody? If there's all these planets, and some of them habitable, and some of them certainly could develop life, intelligent life, then where are all the visitors? Why don't we have more evidence? Incontrovertible evidence. Indisputable evidence. And so we call it the Fermi paradox of there seems to be such a likelihood, but we don't have a lot of evidence. So, on the very best nights, we can see up to about 2,500 stars, which is roughly 100 millionth of the stars in our own galaxy.
Mind blown.
And almost all of them are less than 1,000 light years away from us.
Like other parts blown.
Well, you said you're going to run out of parts soon. So here's a little bit of breakdown of the math. As many stars as there are in our galaxy, which is 100 to 400 billion stars, there's roughly an equal number of galaxies in the observable universe. So for every star in the incredibly big Milky Way...
Fancy weather stars.
There is a whole galaxy out there. So did you follow that?
Yeah, barely.
So we have, let's say, 400 billion stars in our own galaxy. And there are also 400 billion galaxies.
My mind just exploded.
Huge. So... To put it another way, for every grain of sand on every beach on Earth, there are 10,000 stars out there. For every grain of sand on this planet,
man,
I can't.
There are 10,000 stars.
Even begin to understand.
Yeah, I can't wrap how my to head comprehend around that one.
So, and science is not in total agreement about what percentage of those stars are sun-like. So opinions range from 5% to 20%. So let's go with the most conservative. Let's say 5% of the total number of stars out there are sun-like. That gives us 500 billion billion sun-like stars, or 500 quintillion. So there's a debate over what percentage of those sun-like stars might be orbited by an Earth-like planet. Some say as high as 50, but we're going to go with 22%. That's the most conservative figure. So that there is a potentially habitable Earth-like planet orbiting at least 1% of the total stars of the universe, which would be 100 billion billion Earth-like planets. 100 billion billion planets just like Earth orbiting a star that's just like the sun.
Wow, man.
So that means there are 100 Earth-like planets for every grain of sand on our planet.
That is so crazy.
100 billion Earth-like planets. So that's 100 Earth habitable planets for every grain of sand in the world. So if you imagine that after billions of years of existence, 1% of those Earth-like planets develop life. That means every grain of sand would represent one planet with life on it in the observable universe.
I buy it.
There is
That's
life.
Mind-blowing. You know what? I buy it. And I've always thought that, and this doesn't get into the category of visitation,
mm-hmm.
but there has to be many other planets like us that mm-hmm. are kind of bound to their planets. They haven't advanced to where they can travel
right.
throughout their solar system or their universe. And they're wondering the same thing we're wondering.
Right.
There have to be a lot of planets like that.
And maybe this time tomorrow we'll go over some of the explanations for why we have not been visited, because that sets up the Fermi paradox. When you see that there are that many potential life-sustaining planets, if just 1% of the possible life-sustaining planets actually sustain life, that would still leave you with one habitated mm-hmm. planet for every grain of sand on the Earth.
Incredible.
So there, we'll give the explanations tomorrow, but there has to be something that's self-limiting about these civilizations. And I'll give you a hint. One of the theories is that to develop the technology it takes to be able to travel, the very power of that technology is probably destroying these civilizations as they go along.
Mm-hmm.
As we
kinda
probably
like we're
will.
Proving right now, yeah.
Yes. With AI and nuclear weapons and all of that sort of thing, we probably will destroy ourselves before we're able to travel that far.
That's really interesting. The simple answer is because there are a lot of them out there like us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So everything that's keeping us from traveling is keeping them from traveling. But then we also need to do another segment on the planets or the civilizations who have gotten beyond that, and they are able to travel.
Right.
And they're seen in Channel 5 footage.
And they're making blue lights that are captured on dash cam.
Maybe.
All right, good.